now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. Okay, two and a half of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Not gonna stop it now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 60 minutes. Just about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We want to thank Chuck Yu, also known as Not Belinda, for filling in last week and keeping the pile from growing any more than it already does each and every week. Thank you very much. And that's really it. Don't have any nights off coming up in the foreseeable future. No special programming. I think everything is just like kind of right back to normal as far as the program goes here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You know, whatever the heck that means. Excuse me. I'm a little parched. But I digress. As often I do. So, of course, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he pinged me today to find out just what this show was going to be about tonight, and I hadn't even gotten to that point yet. And we caucused, we bantered, we volleyed, until finally it all came clear that my ears are a problem. It's just a problem. I've been working with a little bit of tinnitus or tinnitus, depending on who you are and which way you prefer to go. But it's gotten a lot worse over the past year or two. And so we thought maybe tonight's the night to discuss that and work out my issues around it, because what is Bubbles in the Think Tank if it's not cheap therapy? So here's what I say to my ears on a regular basis right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, I don't believe you're talking to me. You're talking about love and eternity. You just got through. I heard about your racket, it's all over town. Pick up the boys and you throw them down. Think about your actions, not your words, cause all this talk about love is for the birds. I don't dig your noise, cause I bet you say that for all of the boys. Gonna get you with a grain of salt. And if I get burned, it's typhoon, typhoon, typhoon. You only dig skin deep, you through before you start. Boy, you got a broken heart. I don't need to be one of your break, but a shallow sound tell them I'm going to stay away. I don't dig your noise, cause I bet to say that to all of the boys. Gonna get you with a grain of salt. If I get burned, it's my fault, my fault, my fault.
That's all of the boys. Gonna get you with a grain of salt. And if I get and two changes. Doubly record the loop, channel overmoved. Engage loop, trigger loop now engaged on application startup. Pull error dialog removed from startup. SLICER looks for ASIO drivers. Used instead of minor interface changes. SLICER, it's freeware. Enjoy, but please do not redistribute without permission. Audio recordings in the digital domain. Besides a professional way editor, including all the functionality you expect from an up-to-date audio editing tool featuring advanced functions as e.g. multiple undo slash redo, a graphical history for easy viewing, auditioning and restoring all edit steps, and the snapshot function for easy storing and retrieving of process versions. Sonic Works Studio also offers advanced DSP capabilities, allowing for a custom amount of effort.
Reduction and sound design tool.
Moisture and make the sort of noise you can't forget. feet, I must entangle myself. It's knots out of my tongue. Waiting up to hear your car door slam. Waiting up to hear your sounds. It's a pretty good idea to wait till you worked out in your mind. And I promise not to listen to myself and let your sounds take over mine.
The sound of children is always filled with love. Your heart skips a beat when you hear little feet pattering by on the floor above.
Will you be quiet?
House that is filled with the sound of children, a wonderful place to be. You hear little boys having fun with their toys, and you think, well, that used to be me. Maybe the music of childhood has an unfamiliar tune.
Turn that thing down!
But you'll feel glad, 'cause you're their dad, and they'll grow up all too soon. A house that is filled with the sound of children is halfway to heaven above. 'Cause if children are there, every word is a prayer.
Hey, you creep!
And your house will be filled with love. What is a child? Well, they're like people, only smaller. They come in two different kinds, little boys and little girls. And the difference between them is one of the miracles of Mother Nature. Little girls like cuddly kittens, falling downstairs, and mummy's old corsets. They hate little boys. Little boys like bubble gum, falling out of trees, and filter tips. They hate practically everybody. But when some freckle-faced kid climbs on your knee and shoves his sticky finger in your eye, you know that you're home. A house that is filled with the sound of children. That's where your dreams belong. Though each tousled head is tucked up in bed, somehow the whole night long, the sound of children goes on and on
and on and on and on.
Will you shut up and go to sleep?
Did that? Which of you did that? I'm coming upstairs to find out. Where are the stairs? Who has removed the stairs? They were there just now. When I find out who removed the stairs.
The sounds to which our ears respond may be classified as either music or noise. The sound of a harp. The song of a bird. Even the sharp whistle of a tugboat. Are usually quite pleasing to our ears. We call these and other sounds that have definite pitch, loudness, and tone qualities musical sounds. Musical sounds cause our eardrums to vibrate with more or less regular periodic motion. Viewed on an oscilloscope, they show wave patterns that are fairly smooth and repetitive. Other sounds, such as this, or this, are unpleasant. We call these sounds noises. Often, however, the distinction between noises and musical sounds is not sharp. For example, listen as we hit two blocks of wood together. Would you call that music or noise? Before you answer, let's hit several blocks of different length together. Obviously, that was a musical melody. And the xylophone is a musical instrument based on the principle that pleasant sounds can be produced by striking pieces of wood of different length. Here's another example. Listen to the unusual sounds commonly considered to be noises that are incorporated in this piece of music. You see, under certain conditions, many noises may be considered musical. Under other conditions, musical sounds may be considered noises. Apparently, one criterion for distinguishing between music and noise is whether we like it or not. If it disturbs us or is unwanted, the sound is noise. If it is desirable, the sound is music to our ears.
Once upon a time, I was a noisy eater.
I'm hungry. I want something to eat. Something with a crunch and very sweet. Just woke up so you know the scenario. I'm craving cereal like Cheerios. Maybe Frosted Flakes, I might munch. But what popped in my mind is Captain Crunch. So I went to the kitchen to pick my choice. In my stomach, I heard a voice that said, please feed me, my tank is on empty. I'm seeing things, so please don't tempt me. So I said, okay, and got my bowl. Got my milk and cereal, make sure it was cold. Sat down at the table and said my grace. Because I knew what's about to take place. Yum, yum, eat them up, my belly said. The crunch was so loud, everybody got out their bed. Now it's lunchtime and I'm hungry again. I don't know where I should begin. Maybe I'll get some super salmon. That's good. I don't want no chicken. It tastes like wood. But I have to have some chips. Whoops, a crunch. So you can hear me go munch, munch, munch. Some old lady tell me on the shoulder out of a crowd and say, quiet down, man. You punch it too loud.
You sound like you sound. I speak the way I play, confident, reticent, fluid, halting, focused, distracted, happy, sad, nervous, elated, delighted, frustrated, authoritatively, unlearned, unvarnished, practiced, skilled, beginner, deferential, leader, novice, old hack, good, bad, neutral, inspired, bored, demoralized, glad, picky, uncritical, boisterous, mild, expressive, repetitive, novel, and then try it on for size like a discovery.
Si verrai, se verrai, se verrai, non ti pentirai. Will be the noise, will be the scandal in the street. Come with us, you won't regret it. Will be the noise in the street. We won't be disturbed by it. We'll be it. Se verrai, se vieni, non ti pentirai. verrai, non ti pentirai. We'll be the noise, we'll be the scandal. Se vieni con noi, non ti pentirai. We'll be the scandal in the street. Saremo il scandalo, saremo il rumore. Vieni, non ti pentirai.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, my ears are ringing right now, just in case you were at all curious. It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing their seatbelts. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. It's a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we will be going until about 2:30 to 1:30 tonight. Sorry. Everybody calm down. 1:30. 2.5 hour program scheduled for this evening. So sit back and relax. I hope you enjoy it all as we get right back into the sounds of silliness here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Off that elephant's paper.
Destroy my soul. Right now, before we go anyplace else, I want you to go with me to a special place that I know. It's a museum. But it isn't an ordinary museum. It's a very abstract museum in which they show sound paintings. If you can say that you show sound. But I don't see why you can't. But here we are in this corridor. Some of the most beautiful works of art are here. Here's one right here. This is by a very fine young artist. Here, let me turn it on. $2,000 makes a lot of money actually doing these things. But now I'd like to turn your attention to this work by an artist who is a World War I veteran. Actually, I don't feel that this for me says what he intended it to say. And yet there are those who listen to it, and it says a great deal to them. Well, here, I'll turn it on, and you'll see what I mean. You can see that he uses limited color range. Of course, that's understandable. I'm glad that it's here, though. But, enough of that. Let's go on to the next work that I want you to see. Now, this is a sound painting that is indicative of the neurotic feeling of our time. The artist is very young, shows great promise, and I'm glad that the work is exhibited here. Let me turn this painting on and... I think you can see my point. Now, the artist that did this, fortunately, is under sedatives at the moment, and we expect that his later work will be much calmer and quieter. But we do like to give these young neurotic artists a chance. And so I'm glad that the museum has been big about the whole thing, as it were. But let's go on, because there's one work here that's been done by Janusz Cunningham. This is a professor from another country, actually, but his work is revered here. We have quite a few of his works, but this particular one I want you to listen to very carefully, because it has an exquisite sense of rhythm. This is a young man who has 6 children, and it's amazing to me that he can turn out this kind of work at home with the children around. But he says that they help him. If you'll read it, Cunningham, it says, "Dedicated to my 6 children." Well, here, I'll turn it on and you can hear it for yourself. Thank you. Yes, that is one work that the museum should well be proud of. However, I would like to have you come with me now, and we'll open this black door at the end of the corridor here. I won't be able to keep it open very long, and I think you'll understand why. Here, I'll open it like this, just a crack, and you listen. See what I mean? I'll close the door. It's the reason it's black. Here, let me open up this door. It's just covered with beautiful colors. And we'll hear what's on the other side of this door.
The only kind of jazz I dig is abstract and ingrown. I love those real six sounds. They're the ones that move me. The thinly blown tones intensify and groove me. I love those real six sounds scraping harshly through me. A weird, forlorn, psychotic horn vibrate and unglue me. I don't respond to harmonies played on muted trumpets. country songs sweetly wailed by three related strumpets. I love those real sick sounds, tones that just offend me. The sounds that grate and irritate, they stimulate and send me.
William Shakespeare was an English author, poet, and playwright. And I think at certain times he used to act in plays, some of his own even. If I remember correctly, I think in England one time he ran for, you know, a statesman position in the English government. And I think he won probably a couple times. But the thing about William Shakespeare was that in his own way, he was kind of boisterous, kind of talkative and loud.
You know, everywhere we play, it's the same old story. Hear it. We like it so loud that you can't get near it. Some plug their ears, others keep the finger and threaten our health if we linger. We like them loud, 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 loud guitars. You know, some club owners can't take it. They get kind of angry. They come up during the first set.
Face of a What's that sound?
It's the sound of a rumble in the ground.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a tree falling down.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a mushroom cloud. It's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom.
That sound.
It's the sound of an aggressive market.
That sound.
It's the sound of creative leadership.
That sound.
It's the sound of conversation before coffee. It's the sound of. It's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom.
That sound.
It's the sound of convenient packaging. It's the sound of desirable property. It's the sound of exercise products. It's the sound of. It's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom. It's the sound of an elephant stampede. It's the sound of a tidal wave hitting the beach. It's the sound of a trapeze out of reach. It's the sound of. It's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom.
Sound.
It's the sound of winning with five aces. It's the sound of a high-speed chase. It's the sound of a baseball in the face. It's the sound of. It's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom.
Repeat that.